Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is an actor and an Oscar-winning filmmaker whose new movie is called Next Goal Wins. Yes! Please welcome Taika Waititi! Yes, he is very, very, yes, he is very silly.
He is
very silly. Yes, boo. Just so
this
damn
cute. Let me
cute.
Take them in. This is let me absorb their energy and their souls. Ooh.
So damn sexy. Oh.
I'm ready now. I have fed. I am ready.
Tell me about this new movie, Next Goal Win. Tell me about it.
I'll tell you about it. It's the true story of the worst soccer team in the world. And this really happened. American Samoa had a team, and in the history of the country, they had never won a game or scored a goal. They still hold the record for the biggest international loss. And that was against Australia, and that was 31-0.
Wow.
So they didn't let that deter them. They got a new coach, played by Michael Fassbender. He came in, turned them around, and, you know, they kind of gave each other a little something, and, you know, they both gained something from that relationship. And it's just it's like an uplifting story. Rare these days, you know, where nothing bad happens to anyone, and it's just a beautiful, uplifting story about an underdog sports team.
Yes, and I know it's good. Oh my goodness! Tell me how you pick projects, because you are funny. You know, people don't know this about Taika is that he's very funny. He has a great sense of humor, and most of his projects are really funny. Like, what makes you pick the projects? What is your aim when you're doing that?
Most of it is, like, I want to go to work and know that I'm going to have a good time and that I'm going to enjoy my day. And, you know, because, like, I'm a filmmaker and we get to go and do these projects and people still haven't figured out it's not a real job.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what we get to do, yeah, I mean, we should, fun. It's like, I'm amazed that they let us still do this stuff. You know, yeah. We get to go to work, put makeup on, dress up in these things. These aren't even my clothes, you know. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to give these back after this, you know. And then they go pretend all day. And yeah. Then we go home and that. But a lot of the times in these industries, people are like bitching and moaning about, like, oh, my coffee wasn't hot enough. And
yeah,
all this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, man, like, just chill out. This is a good. So the whole film's about just chilling out, you know, reminding people what we've got is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm taking this free cup. I'm gonna take it. You know, I got this. This will be mine too. Listen, you guys think we're all big wigs? We're rolling in it. We get what we can get. We take what we can get, right?
We'll have a whole bunch of cups for you, baby. I'll give you a bag and everything. Tell me now. You know I'm gonna bring it up. Our flag means death.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Spanish Jackie.
So, do you know what beast you was creating when you made me Spanish Jackie? Do you know the trouble you started in my house. Because can't nobody talk to me now. I want 20 husbands. I have a gang of outfits. You know, the princess. Yeah. So what was you thinking when you created my outfit?
You know what? It's just we need powerful people on screen like that. You know, that show is so inclusive. And, you know, everyone's represented. And it's, it's like Spot the Hetero Spot the Heterosexual character in that show, which is beautiful. It's a great thing to have. Also, you know, we just need more shows that are different and feel like that. You know, I mean, I don't know if you've seen all the amazing fan art, which is basically just...
So, so good.
It's just... There are some incredible soft porn artists out there.
So, seriously.
You know, I think people are getting my face I found one, my head is Blackbeard, tattooed on the body of a dog.
But you're such a good Blackbeard. Oh, my God. I would watch the show even if I wasn't on it. That's how good that show is.
Yeah, me too.
It is so good. I love the relationship of Blackbeard. It's one of my favorite things on the show because it shows such, like, vulnerability and love and, like, a tough man finding his feelings. I think it's so important to show that on screen. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That
no,
tough
for sure.
men are supposed to have feelings, too. It's like the way you found your way to love and everything. I love everything about it.
I think, well, you know, when you look at human beings in general, when people, you know... When tough guys say things like, you know, never let anyone get too close, you know, never fall in love, that's because they have a tendency to let people get too close and want to get close and are suckers for love.
Yeah.
And people who say,
love.
I can't get too close, means that they love getting close to people.
Yeah. That's something I learned about you. When I first came around, I was like, he's just a big old softy, and he just loves love.
I know, you wouldn't think it. He's a big old love lover.
Well, okay, including me, you had some serious cameos come on there. Minnie Driver, Bronson Pinchot.
Yep.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Balky. Yeah.
It's Balky.
Yep.
Will Arnett, Fred Armisen.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
how
yes.
do you get them to come? I mean,
it's like, I would like to think it's just me, but I think that, you know, whatever the popularity of the show was and, like, how people got to see some of the stuff that we'd made in the first season, I think that just was, you know, testament to the good job we were doing and people wanted to sign on to that. And, you know, I think comedians follow comedians and, like, you know, we're all friends and we all, like... It's a lot easier for us to get each other to convince each other. We're also massive extroverts. That's like,
yes,
it's not
yes.
that hard to get people to be
yes.
in your show.
Yes. Now, I'm pretty sure you get this question all the time, but I'm going to ask it because you know I'm crazy. Do you know you're fine as hell? One of those guys in high school that don't know that they're cute.
Oh, I know. And I knew back then too. So the thing is, you know, I don't know if you get like, you know, some of you will get this when you walk past a shiny surface like a reflection and you catch a glimpse of yourself and you're like,
nice.
Who's that? What's he doing in here? Why is he looking at me like that? I'm not gonna say no.
Well, people, Next Goal Wins is in the theaters now everywhere on November the 17th. We're gonna take a break. Thank you, Tyka, for coming out.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back to the Daily Show. Look, I'm going to be honest with America right now. I'm known for, you know, not sugarcoating stuff, you know? And I'm pretty loud. Really loud, actually. Kind of probably known for yelling. You know, I'm loud, even when I'm whispering. So, I just, and you all get it, right? You know, everybody right now, you know, the upset, just getting upset. Everyone's on edge. The world is falling apart. But this is what I want to do. I want to be the example to the show to show that y'all can stay calm. Okay? No matter what you see, you can stay calm. Okay? So that's why I created this new segment called Leslie Jones Tries Not to Lose Her Shit. There was a time when election stories would really get me upset, but now I'm better at staying calm. Okay? So let's see what's going on with the election.
Third-party candidates could prove to have a major impact in this next presidential election. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is polling higher than any independent or third-party candidate in more than 30 years.
It's not like RFK is going to win, but he could hurt Joe Biden from winning.
Well, that's not good. But, you know, it's really not good. You know, the race is tight enough. As it is, without some random Kennedy dude jumping in to cause all kinds of chaos. But you know what? That's democracy. Okay? Everyone got a right to run for office. And who knows? Who knows? This dude might actually have some good ideas.
Kennedy, the candidate best known for his anti-vaccine advocacy and history of promoting ugly conspiracy theories.
He's linked chemicals in our water supply to gender dysphoria, antidepressants to school shootings, and insisted COVID vaccines were a tool to control people via microchips.
RFK Jr. said last week that somehow COVID-19 was engineered to not target Asians and Ashkenazi Jews.
Jesus wept. Whew, now, that doesn't make me happy. But then again, it's a free country, okay? Everyone has the right to believe in what they believe. Huh? See? See? I did it. I didn't lose my shit. Robert Kennedy. I did it. I didn't lose over Robert Kennedy. I'm so proud of myself. We did it, everybody. Yes. Now, is there anything else I need to know?
Recent photo on a flight is sparking an age-old debate. Is it ever okay to remove your shoes on a plane? Passenger snapped this photo of presidential hopeful Robert Kennedy Jr. with no shoes and, key point here, no socks. Mm-hmm. Kennedy was actually coming back from the bathroom with no shoes, no socks.
I tried. Y'all saw me, right? Y'all saw I tried, right? You witnessed me trying. Now I'm about to go in on that ass. This mother went to the plane bathroom barefooted. This is the most disturbing video I have ever seen of a Kennedy, and that includes the one where a guy's head explodes. Like, how are you the worst Kennedy? Your uncle killed a lady by driving off a bridge. But then I see your nasty feet, and I wish I was in that car. The only reason reason you should come out a plain bathroom barefoot is if you got robbed in there by someone who only needs socks and shoes. Believe in vaccines. How far have the Kennedys fallen? JFK was raw dogging Marilyn Monroe, but the only thing this Kennedy is raw dogging is tetanus. Why was that plane even allowed to land? Where is the Malaysian pilot when you need him? And you know what? And you know what else? You know what else? One more thing. F*** you for stealing Larry David's wife. Okay, that didn't go well. I guess we'll try again next time.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Show. My guest tonight is the most decorated track and field athlete of all time. She's also the co-founder and president of SAISH. Please welcome seven-time Olympic gold medalist Allyson Felix! You already know I'm obsessed. Obsessed with the Olympics. You know everything Olympics. Now, I know you've seen all of the clips.
Your commentary is everything. It's everything. Top tier.
I love y'all. I love giving Olympic athletes they love. I mean, because you guys deserve it. Like, let me read this off. She has been in 5 Olympic Games from 2004 to 2020. She has 11 Olympic medals, 7 gold, 3 silver, 1 bronze. She has 20 world championship medals. Go ahead, girl! Yes! That's what I'm talking about. I got this question. When you were in high school and running track, did you ever think you was gonna do all of that?
Not at all. No. In high school, they called me chicken legs. I was just concerned with making friends. And, you know, I was like, maybe I could get a scholarship to college. And that was my big thing. But I had no idea or even really aspirations to take it this far.
Really? When did you get aspirations? Like, when did it click on?
Yeah, it was somewhere in the middle towards the end of high school where I was like, oh, you know, maybe I could go to the Olympics. Maybe I could make this a career. But I wanted to be an elementary school teacher. So it was, yeah.
Wow, and you would have been running fast after them kids. You would have caught all of them. Well, okay, now, I know this is crazy because, you know, I'm going to ask this because I'm a black girl like you. When you're running, how do you choose how to do your hair? Because, see, people don't know that black women, you know, we got to put our hair in a certain way.
You
so
know.
Explain all of, like, the hairstyles.
I'm a braids type of girl, and so I just don't want to be bothered. And so, yeah, usually some type of braids or cornrows or something that makes it really easy so I could focus on what I have to get done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my big question, and this is always going to be the big question. And men, y'all don't even understand how insulting you are that you don't even understand the stuff that female athletes go through. We gotta have babies. Y'all wanna have babies, y'all get your wife to do it, and you ain't gotta go through that. So tell this America how it feels to have to not only be this Olympic icon, but then turn around, have a baby, and then have people tell you that you can't do it after you done had your baby. Yeah. Tell us about that.
I mean, it's so hard, and women have been doing it forever. And the thing about it is just not being supported. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone wants the glory moment when everything is great and when you've come back and you've gone through the struggles, but they don't want to support you through that. And that's what I experienced, and mm-hmm. Really wanted to fight on the behalf of other mothers to say, we have to do this differently. You know, mm-hmm. we need to support every athlete holistically, and that means motherhood as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, was that criticism and all of that stuff coming towards you, the meaning of you doing your shoe, your own shoe?
Absolutely. I parted ways with Nike over that fight for maternal protections. Mm-hmm. I was looking for another footwear sponsor, and I couldn't find it. And so in talking with my brother, we just decided to do it ourselves.
That's right.
Yeah, we thought we were making... making shoes that I could wear in the Olympics, but then we learned as we went down that path that shoes haven't been made for women. And what that means is a shoe is made off of a last, which is just a mold of a foot. And it's been the mold of a man's foot to make women's sneakers. So we do things differently. Our shoes are built off the mold and off the function of the woman's body, and they're just specifically made for her.
That's right! That's right! Women looking out for women! Now, you know I gotta ask you, you know, I know you retired, but I know you got some favorites. So who should we be looking at for, you know, coming up Olympics?
I mean, we have so much talent. I'm really excited about Gabby Thomas. She is doing so well.
Me too.
Anna Hall. And then, of course, you know, I have to, my mother's, Shelley Ann Fraser Pryce, you know, always.
Oh, my God, I love all of
them. Yeah, I think this is going to be her final Olympics.
So yes.
That's my girl. And just excited to see what she's going to do as well.
I know Shikari is.
Yeah.
So
exciting.
Like, exciting, right? Because let me tell you, I've gotten the chance to go to Olympics, which you guys, if you ever get a chance, I mean, seriously, just to even go to one event, try to go to track and field. It will change your life. It is so beautiful to watch. And it's out and it's green. And it's not just the running that's going on. It's the middle, the all the events in the middle.
The
people throwing spears and stuff. Now, I got to see Usain Bolt run. And it was, you guys, and I hate to say it this way, but y'all look like horses almost. Like, your legs are so strong. Yeah. And these dudes was running. I'm talking about their veins. And they was just like. And Usain was just like. Fast.
Yes.
Now, how do you get that fast? Is it built on legs? Is it, like, what is that?
I mean, it's a combination. It's definitely, you know, a God-given talent, but it comes with a lot of hard work. And so you get faster in the weight room, you know, all the weights, the plyometrics, all of those things, and a lot of practice, a lot of dedication.
Wow. What is your favorite event to run?
I love the 200. I always used to call it my baby, but then I had a baby, and I was like, okay, I don't think I can do that anymore. But that's the perfect distance to me.
Really? Yeah. Okay, the 100-yard dash, is it because...
My start isn't... That's not
you have to have a good
point.
Start.
You have to have a good start. And the 400 is just too long. It's lactic acid, and anybody who's run a 400, they know about that. So the 200 is like the sweet spot.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Let me just... I just want to ask you everything, and I have all these questions. Okay. Last question. What does it feel like to be Oprah's favorite thing?
It's so special. I feel so proud. We just launched our running shoe. And so to have the Felix Runner on Oprah's Favorite Things, again, it's our second time being on there. So, if Oprah approved, that's like,
right, girl.
Okay, that's legit.
You're about to sell it. I want to say, as another black woman, if no one's ever told you, and I'm pretty sure you've heard this before, I have never been so tremendously proud of your accomplishments. Thank you so much for being the person you are and being strong and fighting and just showing people that you got to fight for yourself. I love you, and I think you're a bag of chips and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for seeing me.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.